Tweet at Today SOR.
Our text number 51551 or our Twitter address is at Today SOR. Well, this year, as many of you will know, will mark the 20th anniversary of our referendum on divorce. That was in November 1995. And the following June, the legislation was put in place. Well, since then, almost 100,000 people have been divorced. Valerie Cox has been to Phoenix House in Dublin to see how the divorce courts operate. Valerie, tell me.
Yes, well, this is the Circuit Court. And every morning, around 50 or 60 people gather there in Smithfield, in Dolphin House, to hear their cases and to have their divorces finalised. Now, most of them have legal representation. They have solicitors, they have barristers, and some choose to do the work themselves. And Miriam, their demeanour in court, it varies from very happy to desperately sad. And sometimes they're obviously still good friends. And you even see when the case comes to an end, they might give one another a hug or they go out smiling. And you've got to remember, this process is coming at the very end of long drawn out negotiations, particularly if children are involved. So, of course, there has to be an element of relief. Many times one of the couples might be remarrying, and sometimes one person is moving on, and that can make the other person very bitter, and that can get very nasty in court.
One of the things I think, Valerie, you noticed last week was the number of older couples getting a divorce.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this before. There was a complete run of older people. And the first case came before Judge Alison Lindsay. Now, this couple had been married for 30 years and separated for five. You have to be apart, of course, for 4 years to get a divorce. There were grown-up children. And the husband said he'd agreed to transfer his interest in the family home to his wife for a modest sum. But the one thing I noticed here was both partners were so sad. They were very emotional. The husband stood up and gave the necessary evidence about how long they'd been separated, and the wife just sat there with tears in her eyes.
God, that's so sad, actually, Valerie. There are three, remind people, aren't there, three essential criteria for getting a divorce in Ireland?
Well, first of all, of course, you have to be separated for 4 years. It has to be irreconcilable. And this is a really important one. Proper provision has to be made for the wife and children. Now, in many of these cases, there are grown-up children. And the court here is that the couple has stayed together until the kids are reared, and then they go their separate ways. This case involves a couple who'd been married for 36 years. Now, it came up before Judge John Hannan, and it was actually his first day in the family courts. And I think I might have said Dolphin House. Zach, the divorce court is held in Phoenix House.
Grand.
And Judge Hannan said to them, "Why are you here today?" And they answered in unison, "Divorce." And although they'd been married for 36 years, they'd actually been separated for 22 of them. So the judge said, "Look, I know it's a silly question, but have you explored the possibility of a reconciliation?" And they just sat there and smiled at one another. They were very happy when their divorce was granted. And the woman got up and she almost skipped out of the court. She was so happy. This next case, a young couple married 8 years, no children, and they were asked about reconciliation. Now, the reconciliation services are provided by the courts. They're free of charge. And the judges really are very keen on that. So they said, "Look, we did try. It didn't work out." And the judge said, "Well, are you both able to fend for yourselves?" And the woman started to laugh and she said, "Oh, just about." And the judge said, "Well, like everyone else nowadays." So he just said, "Look, best of luck to the two of you." And the woman sat there looking around her. She couldn't believe she'd been divorced in maybe under 2 minutes. And she just looked around the courtroom and said, "Is that it?"
It's almost like a drama, is it? When you're down there, Valerie, you're down there. So it's obviously can be incredibly sad, but the judges obviously try and do their best to interact. Is it like witnessing a human drama?
It is, really. And sometimes you've got to almost pinch yourself and remember that this is real life. Mm. And these people are going to leave the court and their lives are affected from now on by what they've done, maybe in relation to their children or where they're going to live, moving home. So there's an awful lot of trauma involved as well, Miriam.
Obviously, things must be a lot easier if the couple agree, say, on the details of the divorce beforehand.
Yeah. And, you know, you really have to say they have to do this, because if they don't, it's a nightmare. This makes it much easier. And if they have all their ducks in a row, they get into court. Otherwise, it can be so acrimonious, so nasty. Now, this was a couple in their 40s, married for 12 years. They had everything organised. They've young children. So there was a lot of complications, but they had legal representation. And you've got to remember, too, the less time you spend in court, the cheaper it is, particularly if you're hiring barristers. They told the court, yes, properly. proper provision had been made for the children. The barristers handed in the documentation. The judge just turned around and said, my congratulations to the legal team and to the parties. And he said, this is not an easy thing you've done. And hopefully things will improve as time goes by. And they got their decree.
What happens, though, when they can't agree the details?
Well, the nightmare begins. The judge has to get involved in the decision making. And the most minute details are involved in relation to the children. And it can go on for hours. Who gets the children for Christmas? What time will they be collected? Who has them Christmas night? And then during the year, who's going to collect the children? Where? What will they be fed? Who provides the nappies? It goes on and on. And if the, that's just if the couple can't agree. And very often the judges will come in and say, look, the kids are the ones caught in the middle. They didn't ask for this. And last week, Judge Hannan was speaking to another couple and they were having a terrible fight about the details. And he said, look, the children are the most important part of this equation. And don't either of you forget it. Often these children become pawns in this kind of family difficulty.
And isn't it true, trying to remember with my lawyer's hat on, the judge sometimes, he doesn't grant the divorce, does he?
No, he doesn't. It happens when the judge isn't satisfied that the first family is provided for. And you often see this scenario when one of the parents is seeking a divorce in order to remarry. Now, this happened last week in a case before Judge Hannan. And to give you some idea, Miriam, it went on for about 3 or 3.5 hours. There was huge animosity between the couple and they were determined to air every bit of it in court. Also, they had no legal representation, so there was nobody there to pull them back a bit. Now, the wife already had safety and barring orders. And I have to say, Judge Hannan, he was so patient and he went into every aspect of the case forensically. Now, obviously, a lot of the detail I can't give you because we can't identify these people in any way. But this involved a couple. The man was in another relationship. His girlfriend is pregnant and he wanted a divorce from his wife of 16 years. Now, Judge Hannan actually got quite annoyed with him when he heard that he wasn't paying any maintenance to his current family. So
outrageous.
He said, all you want is a divorce and to walk away. You have children who will need support. And the man came in, he said, well, I am supporting my elderly parents and I hope to help my children in the future. And then he turned around and told the judge that he had given the wife the family home. And that sounded good. But then it transpired that there'd been a large mortgage, the house was being repossessed and the husband was avoiding the bank. So the wife then gave her evidence and she said, look, I've no problem with the divorce. All I want is maintenance. She'd been looking after those children on her own for the past 6 years and she said it was a struggle. Now, she had obtained a maintenance order in the courts of €20 a week and the husband hadn't even paid that. Now, she said, my husband, he is engaged, his partner is pregnant, but he can't walk away from me and the children to plan a new life for himself. Now, you'd have to really admire both the forensic work of the judge and the wife's diligence and patience in what she had dug out, because the judge had so many queries about his lifestyle and the wife started supplying social media evidence to back up what she was saying. Now, this concerned his income, the possibility he had an interest in a business abroad, and the husband just said, look, my fiance pays for everything. And at one stage, the two of them were getting into a right old row. And the judge said, look, bear in mind, this isn't a court of morals. Now, excuse me, the social media evidence, it was very interesting. It was colour photographs. She'd taken them from Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And when they were presented in court, the husband got very annoyed and he said, that's going through my privacy, basically. There was evidence of holidays abroad, but the husband said in his earlier evidence he hadn't been abroad, but the wife had the evidence. And then he agreed that he had been away, but the fiancé had paid for all his travel. So Judge Hannan turned around and said, thank God I'm not a subscriber. The perils of social media. So in a divorce case like this, each party gets the opportunity to cross-question the other. And at one point, when the man was thinking up all these questions for his wife, the judge said to him, look, you might want to ask your wife about the cost of maintaining those children. And instead he turned around to his wife and he started querying why, in her statement of means, she was spending €40 a week on petrol. And he started working out her mileage.
She's now, lucky she's no longer married to him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and she certainly didn't want to be. She just wanted maintenance. Now, this got very interesting then. Another issue arose. The wife told the court that her husband had come into Ireland originally pretending to be a refugee from another country, a country at war, saying his life was in danger. His story had been believed and he'd been given refugee status. Now, the judge was kind of furious about this because he said, look, there's very significant issues here in relation to lying to Irish government officials. Mm. So eventually, the judge said he wasn't satisfied that the husband had no money. His evidence was bizarre and strange in a number of respects. He said, I see a man who is living a lifestyle that seems to be comfortable. I'm not satisfied his wife and children were provided for. He suggested the couple might like to go to parenting classes, either together or separately, and he refused their divorce.
Really interesting, Valerie.
So the other thing I've been digging out here, Miriam, just to give us some idea, because it is 20 years now since we had the referendum, the number of divorces, it's gone up considerably over the years. In 2001, the first year for which we have statistics, there were 3,459 applications and the number of divorces granted were 2,817. And if we come right up then to 2012, 3,462 applications were received and 2,868 were granted. And I've been looking at the counties and they vary so much.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, the highest number. Now, you'd imagine the highest number would be Dublin. Yes, it is. It's almost 1,997. Cork would be next with 305. And then Galway would be next with 223. Now, this is obviously the 2012 statistics. But the lowest counties for divorce, and they are so low compared with some of the others.
The happiest counties, basically, to be married in.
Well, they could be the happiest counties. Or there's another way of putting it as well, Miriam. They might be people who are too scared maybe to go for a divorce or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe who haven't really realised how easy it is to go about it. The lowest number of divorces in 2012 was in Carlow, where there were just 13 divorces. And Monaghan was next with 17. And after that, we have a tie between Leitrim and Longford for 19 divorces each.
Really interesting. Valerie, thanks so much for coming in today.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.